the Lord. Glad to be here with you all again this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you again, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. Lord, we just ask your blessing upon this time together. Lord, help us to be faithful to you. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your Spirit. Lord, that you'd give us wisdom, Father. Help us again, Lord, to do your will and bring glory to you. Again, we ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Lesson was dealing with they were supposed to give something about truth and being honest. It's a blessing to hear what they had to say. We try to instill honesty in our children. It's something that's just hard today to, in a world that everything's just mixed up and it's just hard. It just makes it difficult just to be honest, and it's just in short supply today. And I just appreciate the thought of that. Let's open in our Bibles to Romans chapter 1. I've talked a little about this before. But I want to just kind of emphasize here some things. Honesty is not something that's easy to obtain in this world. I mean, we can live honestly, and it's not something we can take for granted, because we can be honest and still not even be honest with ourselves. There's people that I know that would never tell a lie, but to be honest with themselves and to be honest with people around them, be honest with God, that's a lot, a much different situation. I'm just going to read in Romans chapter 1 here, verse 22, verse 18. It says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them." Here it's talking about people who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. We live in a day where there's so much information around us, and they talk about misinformation and malinformation. And just there's people just trying to plant information that's wrong in people's minds. They have news medias and different things all over the world, and they just tell you what they want and how they tell you things to manipulate your mind, to guide you into things, to guide you into fear. And what we're looking for and what we don't need to fear is the truth. That's one thing that we should never, never fear. And if we walk in the light that God has given us, we don't have to worry about what the world may throw at us or even being deceived. right here, these verses, it says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. You know, we know of people that are very religious, but they still don't even want you finding the truth. They want you just to live within a little realm of being religious. And a lot of it has to do with control. There's people are trying to control each other. We see it in governments. We see it in churches. We see it all over the world. But that is exactly, and the reason they do that is they're trying to, they're emulating their master. That's what Satan wants. He wants to bring us in control. You know, there's a place that Paul says that we're not ignorant of his devices, talking about Satan. Whenever we look at the Bible from the very beginning, Satan won control of Adam through Eve, and all they did is listen to him. And by listening to him, you know, whenever we think of the Garden of Eden, you know, they didn't kill anybody, they didn't do any great big bad thing, but they listened to Satan and they submitted themselves to him instead of obeying and trusting in God. And that's where sin entered into the world. That's where death entered into the world. That's where Satan took control of mankind. And it was all through a deception. You know, Satan came to Eve and he put a question mark. He just began to cause her to have questions about whether God was really going to do what he said he was going to do. He probably tried to instill a little fear in her about God. All of these things are just tactics that Satan tries to use to attack us. And we see those things going on all around us. But don't be ignorant of his devices. You know, we need to be careful about one thing, and that is not getting all concerned and all carried away and giving in to Satan's devices. That's the only thing we need to be concerned about. If we walk in the truth and walk in the light and do what we're supposed to do, we won't have to worry about all those things. It doesn't really matter what's going on around us. Our faith is in something much greater. Those verses that Colby read about slowing down, he said that, but it was talking about making decisions. The verse talks about judging matters quickly, making a rash judgment about something. You know, how often do we hear a story about something, or we hear about someone? You know, we hear about a little rumor or a little concern that we've heard about someone, and right away our minds want to begin to make a case against that person. Oh yeah, I knew that. I saw that coming a long time ago. And we begin to make these judgments, and that's what it's talking about. Slow down. You know, we don't know the whole story, and we don't even have to. Later on in that passage it says, don't try to make too many things your business. And so we get so caught up, and what that leads us down a road to is a road of building things in our own mind. And then we begin to believe those things instead of God. And all of those things are just methods or ways that Satan is trying to entangle us again so that we can follow him. And that is the end goal. I mean, you know, whenever man became in bondage to Satan, that's why Jesus came, to set us free. You know, we see today the cry for freedom and how just all around us it's being taken away. You know, some of the freedoms that we've enjoyed all our lives, and they're just not there anymore. Freedom is like salvation. You know, it's you know, somebody asked me this week whether we thought we could lose our salvation. You know, there's churches that teach that once you accept Jesus into your heart, you're just saved, and there's nothing that can change that. Well, my question, I guess, would be is, can you lose your freedom? Because those two things are just exactly alike. Freedom and salvation. They're gifts that we don't deserve and that we can't get ourselves. But they've been made available to us. And even though they've been made available to us, we still have to work for them. We still have to fight for it. You know, there's people that are fighting for physical freedom in a country. You know, they had to fight for that. And one of the promises was that it was delivered to us if we can keep it. And that's what we've got to. It's something that you've got to maintain. And that's exactly the way spiritual freedom is. And spiritual salvation is God has offered it to us, but you have to make it your own. You have to take it for yourself. The Bible says, talks about the violent, take it by force. And it's not talking about getting a gun out and taking it. It's talking about you're going to have to go against battles. You're going to have to fight a war if you want this spiritual freedom, if you want this salvation. And they just both go, freedom and salvation are so much the same, and they're so much alike, and they're maintained the same way, they're kept the same way, and they're lost the same way. These verses that are talking about people who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. But that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. I want to get down here to it talks about the corruption that men, we'll just read on. For since the creation of the world, it is His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what is made, what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. You know, God has put us on this earth, and He's given us a conscience, He's given us a mind, He's given us a voice. He's speaking to every person if we'll just hear Him. One verse that said, He's near you. You know, the Word of God is nigh, even in your hearts. It's available to every person. But we've got to avoid becoming futile in our own minds. And we've got to keep our, you know, part of that slow down that Colby was talking about is, where is God in all of this? Look past everything that's going around and just see that God has it in, you know, wars going on and things going on all over the world. But you look out and there'll be a flower blooming. It just still goes on. It's all still there, but we've become so caught up sometimes in the fear and the things that are going on that we just miss that God is still there, that God is in charge of all those things. His invisible attributes, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, amid war and triumph, or trials and all kinds of bad things going on, there's people that still have love. There's people that still have joy. There's people that still have peace. Those invisible attributes that are huge, even in the midst of mass destruction and horrible things going on. For even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. And there's just giving thanks. I mean, if we'll just take the time to give thanks, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for. And it doesn't matter who you are or what situation you're in. If we have that attitude of being thankful and grateful. It is huge in getting us over or through whatever problems we have. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. What brought about the darkness in the heart? It said foolish speculations. You know, our mind, we talk about it, that the biggest nation in the world is the imagination. Our minds just build things all on speculation, rumors or speculations. And then we get that little seed planted in us, and then it just grows like the wildest weed that you could ever imagine. And it all just, our mind just gets, and that brings fear. And that brings all kinds of problems upon us. And where does it lead? But to darkness. Catch these things way before you ever let them get you there. The easiest way is being thankful for all things. Remembering and seeing these attributes that God has left, that they're invisible everywhere except in our eyes, in our mind, in our hearts. And then it says, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You know, this idea here, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. We live in a world today that education is all you hear about. Education, education, education. We all have to have this big, high education. I've been around the world, and I've seen this. You know, you go to the Philippines or some other place in the world, and that's all you hear. You know, they have the people of the Philippines. They live in poverty for the most part, and so whenever they have a son or a daughter that's old enough to go somewhere else, they actually just send them away from their home. They sacrifice themselves. They go live in Hong Kong or Singapore or all over the world and just become a slave or a servant to somebody that can pay them just a little bit of money. But it's a lot more than what they have at home. And their goal, a lot of times, is to send money at home so that they can send the younger children off to get an education. And that's been going on for years. And now you go over there today, and it takes a college education to work at McDonald's. Because really, what they're learning and all the education really doesn't amount to nothing. You know, the very history of modern schools is the people that began to put the public school system together and to this education program were the leaders of business, the leaders of industry. And their goal was not to make people prosper and better. Their goal, the whole school system, the intention of it, the heart of it, was to teach people how to work in a factory all day long. They go to school at a certain time. They live in this regiment. They learn how to listen to whatever someone else tells them. The whole purpose of that school system was so that we could go learn to live in a factory. And now it's just gone on to higher education and college, and it's just become a place where people just go to get programmed to live how somebody else wants them to live. They're not taught to expand their minds. They're not taught to actually, you know, they say that, but that's not the goal. Their goal is to bring us into subjection to them. You know, we see just, it's all around us. Now it's become a huge business. I mean, people go to college and think they're really getting something. They come out with a degree that they can't find a job for except in the colleges or in the government or someplace that and they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's just a big racket. And what it's done is just destroyed their ability to actually find truth. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. This is God's, what God sees about all this. These are the times we live in. It's worse now with the education. The more people become educated in all these programs, the worse it gets. You know, today, you know, common sense, just reason, is completely out the window with most of these people. They're so wise in their own conceits that you can't even talk to them with something that's just reasonable with right in front of them. That's the world we live in. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore God, this is one of those things, and there's a lot of them in the Bible if you look at this. You know, we think people, the things, you know, we try to reason with people. And we think, why don't people understand? Well, there's a reason. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their hearts, to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. You know, we think that, well, you know, you hear people think, well, if the people keep acting the way they get so wicked and evil, and they keep acting the way they are, God's going to curse them. Well, the problem is, the reason they're acting the way they are is because God has cursed them. We're already under these judgments from God. It's not going to come because people are living wickedly. The reason they're living so wickedly today is because they're already under those judgments. God gave them over to the lust of their hearts. See, if we're trying to fix something that's going to happen whenever it's already happening, we're not in step with what's reality. You understand what I mean by that? I mean, we're thinking God's going to judge us, and we're already under the God's judgment. We've missed, you know, we're out of sync with how we can even rationalize or deal with what's going on. God's given them over to the judgment. And that's the way we're living in. And we've got to understand that. The only way you can actually help someone is to really realize where they're at in the first place. And then it says, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And it says, for this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. The things that are going on today, you know, we've talked about this before, that there's so much confusion. So much confusion among young people. And a lot of it is a judgment from God. Well, where did that judgment begin? You know, it talked about from the very beginning that God revealed Himself. And the further we get away from that, we begin to open the door that brings us to the judgment, that brings us to where we are with all these things. You know, today, boys don't know whether they're boys, or women or girls don't know whether they're girls. And it's instilled in them. They get confused well, I'm acting like a girl, so I'm a boy, or whatever. You know, they don't even know. And that's just, instead of treating them like they're sick or they're confused, we give them a big platform and let them just express themselves. And we listen to people and let them become the leaders. The heart of it is we've forgot God from the very beginning. God made them male and female. And you know, for whatever we think, a man is a man and a woman is a woman. And whenever those things begin to get confused, like we've seen happen over the last 100 years, when they started talking about equality and all of those things, you know, it sounds kind of harmless, but you let it grow, and here's the fruit of it. 100 years later, here's the fruit of it. Boys don't know whether they're boys, and girls don't know whether they're girls, and they're just all mixed up and confused and doing all kinds of bad things. All messed up. But it didn't start all at once. It started way back when people forgot where they came from. They forgot what God gave them in the beginning, and women began to decide they were equal with men and needed to be have all the things that men have. You know, all these people that argued all these things, you know, in the teens and 20s and 40s and 50s and all 60s and 70s, and see the fruit of it. You'll know them by their fruits. Right now we're seeing the fruit of all those things that just seem like a funny little equality thing, you know. But whenever a woman is not a woman, whenever a woman begins to take the role of men, you know what that does to the children? That confuses them. They get confused. Daddy's not a man. He kind of is dominated. He's just kind of a little sissy and lets the wife just make all the decisions. She makes all the money, and everything just gets turned all upside down. And what that does to the little children, it messes their minds up. And they lose sight of, well, this isn't the way God made it. And it just grows and grows and grows and grows. The divorce rate, the tearing up of the homes, the children, they're all messed up. And so the next generation, further and further away from God. And God begins to give them over. And we wind up with what we've got today. That's why one of the things for men, being men, how God made them. Women being women. And that's one thing that we, it's not just an equality thing. That's the way God made us. And we start messing with that. And then we're just walking down the same road that brings all the confusion. Let your little girls be girls to be women. And your little boys, teach them to be men. That's why we appreciate the women dressing the way they do. Because they're women. And men dressing, you know, it talks about all this in the Old Testament, that it's a curse to get all those things confused together. Why is it a curse? Because it causes confusion to those who are coming later. Verse 28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, here again, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. You know, we can try to talk to people sometimes that are in situations like this. If there's not a real desire for change and wanting truth, they didn't just get that way because God gave them over to that. And there's redemption. But as long as someone's plowing down that road and loves it and doesn't want any change, doesn't want any help, there's just nothing we can say or do to offer any help for them without fighting against God ourselves sometimes. It says, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They're gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, and unmerciful. You know, those aren't very nice traits. And whenever you see some of the things going on in the world, you actually see people that are living them. They live in this world like this. You know, one of the things that's such a blessing of being honest is most of the time whenever someone's honest, they look at everybody else and they just think that they're honest too. And that's a good naivety. That's a blessing. That you're not running around, you know, these people that are untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. They're full of envy and strife. You know, whenever that's the way you're living, that's the way you see everybody else. We look at each other through our own eyes. In our own, you know, we see somebody whenever we're telling lies, we think everybody else is a liar. Whenever we're questioning everybody, it's usually because that's what we are. We see it, we see ourselves, and that's where all these things that are unseen are revealed to us. And it's a blessing whenever we don't have to think that everybody is out to get us, because, you know, we're just being honest. And if we get taken advantage of because we're good, what does that matter? I'd rather be taken advantage of because I'm honest. This is a whole new realm of honesty. You know, I'd rather be taken advantage of because I'm honest and be honest than be the one taking advantage of someone else because you don't trust anybody. Which is greater? Which is greater? All of these things, unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. All of these things that, if we see that in everybody else and just everybody's like that, then it's because it's pretty close to home sometimes. And although they know the ordinance of God, that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. If we practice seeing God, being thankful, and doing what we're supposed to do, you know, that's what keeps us. That's what keeps us from being given over to the deception. You know, there are devils, that song we sang, there's devils all around us in the world, you know. And the way they get in and take control of us is when we yield to them. That's what, where that freedom comes. Our goal is to keep ourselves free. keep ourselves free from all those influences. These are, you know, we see people that are hooked on things, and we think of, you know, well, the devil's got a hold of them. You know, the devil's got 1,000 ways that he can get a hold of us. And the way that God offers us is straight and narrow. It's powerful. God can overcome Satan. He has more power than him. But our responsibility is to keep that freedom, keep that salvation that God has given, and not be entangled in all these things. The darker the world gets, the light still shines. We can still, you know, if we might not affect the world as a whole like we would like to, but we still have an influence over a few people around us. And the only way the world as a whole will ever get anything is if we maintain that truth, walking in the light, keep ourselves free. May the Lord add His blessings. Anyone have anything you'd like to share? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I appreciate the devotion and the message, and I appreciate how you mentioned that there's a lot of things going around the world, but right in front of us there might be a fire that's blooming. That's where He's at.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on that.
Amen. All right, well, Lord bless you. We'll meet together again this evening at 6. God be with you.